Previously on Algoa FM.
In studio with me right now, we've got one of my educators, moderators, mentors from when I studied. Which one would you prefer?
Oh my goodness gracious!
we can go with. we need to try to think of combine there. Mentor, educator, mentorator.
Mentorator. I sound like an old dinosaur. Mentorator. Hey, Mark.
It's Bron Rennell. How are you? Thank you for joining me.
I'm really good, Mark. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, when we were told we have to think of who our favorite South African is, obviously it came to you because if it wasn't for you, I don't think I would be here right now anyway.
Wow.
You know, gave me the platform to start studying radio, and look, I'm here now, and it's so cool.
I can't say that I'm not jealous, because the place is amazing, and you've done really well for yourself. You've worked really hard, so well done to you.
Thank you.
It's awesome to be here.
And now, let's get to know you a little bit.
I think I knew from a really early age that music was my thing. I started playing piano at the age of 4. And at the age of 12, I went into my first music studio, professional commercial studio. I was a little backing vocalist for a song for one of Disney's characters. I can't even remember. it was an amazing project, and I fell in love with being in the studio. I fell in love with the creativity and the technical, and of course, it was a while ago, it was the days of analog, and all the big machines, not like your digital studios now, and I was just completely fascinated by everything, and I think from that moment, I knew that I wanted to combine the passion of figuring out technical as well as creative on the music side. And I think sound found me, or I found sound, I'm not really sure. And at that time, there weren't very many places to go and study sound. I landed up spending some time at Pretoria Technicon, doing light music over there, which was amazing. And then I did some private courses for sound technology. I worked at some of the most incredible studios. At that time, it was downtown studios. I worked at the SABC studios. I wasn't employed by them. I was an independent. And it was just an amazing experience. And from there, it just grew, and it's never left.
Okay. Yeah. And now, as we speak today, you are the managing director of two different companies.
Yep.
Tell us about those companies and what you guys do.
Okay. I have a training company and a production company. They're kind of combined in one, which is called Radioactive Productions Publishing. It's lovingly known as RAP.
Mm-hmm.
We're accredited for sound technology and radio production training. So that's pretty much, I've been doing that for, probably about 18 or 19 years.
All right.
And then on the production side, we do lots of music and animation, sound design, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I've done sample packs with that, but mainly the training side of things. And then we have another company called Media 7, which is a production company specifically, and it's all media-related things.
Okay.
So we do TV stuff, we do radio stuff, social media, anything that makes a noise, and anything with picture as well. So photography is all part of that. It's a big bundle in terms of media as a whole, and all the different. It's amazing how media has evolved. It's all the different components of that as well. So two related companies, but one that is very specifically focused on production, and the other that's focused on training.
And if I had to put you on the spot right now, you mentioned radio and you mentioned film.
Yes.
I think you know where I'm going with this. Which one, do you have a preference between the two or not really?
Wow. I love them both so much. I think for me, because sound is interwoven through them both, that's my first passion, I can say, is noise. Anything that makes a noise.
Making a nice noise.
Making a noise is good. I think because sound is such an important component of both, but I must say, I probably think I'm going to lean more toward radio, because I think with the visual, you cheat a little bit, People don't listen as hard because the visual is telling part of the story, whereas with radio, you need to make a listener listen. So your audio has to be incredible and engaging. That's all you've got. You've just got sound.
Yeah.
I probably lean more to radio.
And then over the course of your career, what would you say has been like one of your highlights?
There's been a lot of highlights because I've had a long career. But I think the one that will probably always resonate and stick out for me was when we did the Justin Hines remix. And part of that was to renovate some schools in the township. I think that's a big word.
Yeah.
We went in and we just offered some assistance and did some cleaning up and whatever we could do. It was a big project. It turned out to be 20 schools. And we got to meet Justin and he came out. The song went to number one on Algoa, which was incredible. And the remix, we worked with the disabled choir as well. And it was just, it was an incredible project. I think that will forever be because it was a song with a purpose. It wasn't just for the sake of doing music or sound or something. There was intent behind it and there was heart behind it. And I think that's probably one of the things that I'm really passionate about is having projects and working with projects, which is why I love training so much.
Yeah.
It's because there's development behind it and I can actually see that growth in real time.
Yeah.
And I think, that one, that's probably going to be the highlight.
That's the main one, yeah. Mm. Well, it's been nice just getting to chat to you.
Thank you.
It's obviously very different when we learn and now we can just chat. It's just so nice. And as I said, you definitely my favorite South African. As I said, if it wasn't for you and you guys giving me the chance back 2021, we were trying to figure it out earlier. I don't know where I would be right now. So I couldn't be more grateful and very appreciative for that opportunity you guys gave to me.
Sure, you're absolutely welcome. You worked really hard. So you've earned this opportunity as well, you know. So well done you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.